This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've spoken about this where I do not like the left side of my body. There is something wrong with my left side of the body. Love my right. Maybe it's because I'm right-handed. Maybe it's because I can't do anything with my left. I can't brush my hair. So this is why my hair looks this way. Well, it's because my right hand's on the phone, so I have to do my hair with my left. My left hand, my left side of the body, worthless. When I had a tumor on my ovary, it was on the left. When I had to have a breast biopsy when I was bleeding from one side, it was on the left. So my left side of the body sucks. Now, I didn't think about too much of this. I mean, we've talked about, I think, a little bit about the asymmetry of health issues and stuff. But it didn't occur to me that there's something seriously different about my body until I had my mammogram the other day. So I've always noticed that my husband always goes for the right boobie, okay? Guys will, or girls, will go after one boobie first. They have a favorite boobie. Even though both boobies could look the same, they could look be the same size, they could look identical, they seem to go for usually one boobie, okay? And I'm right-handed, so I would think, okay, well, maybe the right side, but if, you know, your partner's right-handed, you'd think he'd go after the left, but no. So I notice that hubby has a favoritism toward the right boobie. So here I am getting my mammogram, and that's a whole other story. That, I going for the mammogram is really, really rough, you know, because, you know, you have to, like, so you're like, well, you know what you're doing. So I'm not very, very good with being naked in front of people. And then when, you know, the boobie isn't at the level of the mammogram, you know, and they're like, look, ma'am, you know, can you lift it up? And I'm like, well, can you just bring the machine down? And they're like, you know, the machine doesn't go down to the floor. And I'm like, well, it's too hard for me to, like, lift it up and hold it or whatever. So anyway, after about five different nurses had to come in there and help, we got the boobie on the machine, okay? But it was interesting. I had to have more pictures done on the right. The left, nobody cared about. They're like, all right, picture's good. But on the right, you know, let's take a different view. Let's take a different view. Just everything's about the right. I don't get that. I don't get that. So I'm just very nervous that my next ailment is going to be on the left. And I think we talked about this a while back. Breast cancer seems to be more common on the left. Not by a lot, but there's been studies finding breast cancer seems to be more common on the left. You know, I don't know about Lance Armstrong. I need to look this up. Where did Lance Armstrong have his cancer? And I'm not saying left is sinister and, you know, whatever. But is there something to the, you being right-handed, you know, because the majority of people are right-handed, and cancer then being on the left? Is there something to us women sitting in the passenger seat a lot so we get more sunlight on the right side of the body? I'm just pulling this out of my retroperitoneum. I don't know. But it would be very, very interesting, you know, to just look at our good sides and our bad sides. You know, and if you have crap happen to you, does it always happen on one side of the body? Now, for me, when I sprained my knee skiing, no, that was the right. You know, when I would jam my fingers playing basketball, it would be the right. So, I don't always have issues on the right. But I'm really worried that if I'm going to have cancer, because I've already had a tumor on the ovary, already had issues with the breast, is it going to be on the left side? And then can I save money? Right? All I know is with that mammogram, they did a lot more pictures than I usually have to. And I get it, okay? You know, I don't have size Bs, you know, B cup, I get that. But I gotta tell you, man, because I'd be like, you know what? My right side's good. Let's just save the money, charge me half for my mammogram and just do the one side. But there's some theories at play as to why sometimes right side versus left side of the body could have an issue. Like, for example, when it comes to the breast cancer, okay, I'm right-handed. And so I do everything with my right shoulder. So maybe I have less fat on the right side. And we know that breast cancer can be stimulated by fat. So if your left side isn't used as much, maybe it has an extra 0.05% fat. Maybe it's more prone to breast cancer. Maybe there's something, excuse me, going on with the womb. I think like the little fetuses, I think little feti will, my kids I didn't call feti, I called the little fishies. Because they swim around. But some of them kind of lay on their left. They've found, I don't know much about fetal sleep positions. I've never studied that or even really cared. But you know, maybe there is something to that. Maybe there is something to a favored side in the womb. Like I said, maybe there's something to, you know, a lot of women. You know, I like to do the driving in my family. A hubby does not like it. And I'm like, I'll drive. I'm like, let me drive. And he's like, no, I want to. So I always get sunlight on this side. Now, mind you, this is also where I had my precancer, skin cancer. So, you know, I don't know. But I really do think that there is some sort of working theory here. There's something that is not studied. And I think we need to look at it. Remember we talked about somebody jogging yesterday while wearing a mask to protect against coronavirus, and he ends up dropping a lung. Which lung? You know, I'd like to know if people have certain tendencies towards one side, because I got to tell you, you know, there might be some preventative measures. There might be some, and again, I know who's going to take the chance. So let's say you think you're BRCA gene positive. By the way, if you're BRCA gene positive, you're more inclined, I guess, to have right breast cancer, they think. They think more left breast cancer is environmental. Again, not studied a lot. These are just some preliminary, you know, studies. Not even anecdotal. I think these have been some studies. But, you know, if that is the case where you do have a favored side, you know, and let's say you're worried about, you know, cancer, but you don't want all your organs to go. You don't want to take out both ovaries. You know, maybe just take out the bad side. I don't know. I think we just have to look at it. And then, guys, you know, I mean, you know, just give both tatas a chance, because I really worry if you keep compressing and squeezing the same one, you know, something bad's going to happen to it. So just make sure you just kind of even it out. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life.
life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dockadali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, or Daniel. Sorry, Daniel. I love you, Daniel, for working the dials. And thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. It's raining men. Hallelujah. So, yeah, we got lots of great men on the case. So thank you all. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. At Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. Oh, they are. They're such cuties. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, Wisconsin Supreme Court overturned Governor Wolf's orders for stay-at-home shutdowns, and people flocked the bars, and people are pretty happy over there in Wisconsin. Not everybody. But it was ruled illegal or unlawful and unenforceable to have a shutdown. This is one of the first rulings that is at the state Supreme Court level. This comes after the legislative, this comes after a lawsuit that was started by the Republican leaders in the legislature, arguing that it cost Wisconsin, jobs, money, and it was overstepping their bounds and putting the state, quote unquote, in shambles. So we've talked about how the U.S. Supreme Court would probably rule on this. The U.S. Supreme Court would rely on a ruling. I believe it was 1908. It was really, really early in the previous century where there was smallpox vaccines. And there were some people that didn't want to get the vaccine. And the Supreme Court ruled against it, saying it was in the public's health. And you had to get it. There was an old Supreme Court ruling, and I have to come up with the name of the case. So we think that based on that precedence, the U.S. Supreme Court would say, look, if it's in the interest of public health, states have full control. The big debate we have is, was this a public health emergency? Now, to many of us in the medical field, we're like, people died. Yeah, I mean, it's a deadly virus. But to a lot of people, including doctors, there's deadlier out there. So if we did all this for coronavirus, then what the hell's going to happen every year when we get flu? And I know there's a lot of debate, which is deadlier, flu or coronavirus. If flu also kills kids, whether we're looking at numbers or not, I think flu is deadlier because it then can affect wider amounts, wider demographics, wider ranges of people, ranges of population. So with this ruling with the Supreme Court, this now changes a lot. In other states where we still have lockdown orders, or cities where you have Los Angeles saying, nah, we're never going to go back to normal without a cure. So we're going to be on lockdown till at least August. Okay, remember, this virus probably will never have a cure. We really can't cure viruses. We haven't been able to cure HIV. We haven't been able to cure herpes. We haven't been able to cure the flu. We could fight the flu. Hope eventually it dies off. But we don't have a cure. So as we have this slipshod, random, we're closing down here, we're letting you open up here, while we have this inconsistency and this, okay, marijuana stores could be open, but dentists can't. Or Walmart could be open with their craft section and all that, but Hobby Lobby can't. While we're dealing with all these inconsistencies, you're going to start seeing the Supreme Court deputized to kind of come in and go, all right, guys, what are we really allowed to do? And so, me as a constitutionalist, if I had to kind of put myself under any political party, I don't like to say I'm right or left, but, I do honor the Constitution. I do get a little nervous about the powers of the state. I get a little nervous about the powers of the country. And as much as I want to protect people against infectious disease, I worry that sometimes the power could cause more illness, more infectious disease, more problems. And we need to be very, very careful with granting government this holy power to, okay, you know what? Yeah, we'll arrest you if you're paddleboarding. Or we'll, free up the jails so we have room for other individuals that, don't listen to our orders. The jails opened up, not so much because they had to protect people. They did. You can't imprison somebody and have them exposed to a disease. But because the jails did anticipate that they were going to have people that were going to buck the stay-at-home orders, and they needed a place for these people to go. You can't say you're going to imprison somebody and then not, because then people say, oh, okay, well, then I guess that's not a real law, so I can just go ahead and do whatever. So when you see the government anticipating or laying that levying fines or, quote-unquote, imprisonment, like the one salon owner in Texas, when you see government say, okay, you get to close, you get to stay open, when you see police cars come and circulate and survey who's open and who's not, we start to worry about this police state. We start to worry about what power the government had. Now, mind you, I want patients protected from coronavirus. But at what point? And so this back and forth, we talked about the common censors. It's this our new, shall we say, middle-of-the-road group that want to save lives, don't want people dying from coronavirus, but also don't want to see the economy completely destroyed. You know, people who are not convinced that this virus needed to close down the economy, they're not going to be swayed. They're not going to be swayed that they need to still stay on lockdown till August. Matt Damon's daughter had coronavirus, we found out. He said she's fine. She's doing okay, which is great. Thank God. But when people hear those cases of Tom Hanks doing fine, Matt Damon's kid doing fine, their next door neighbor doing fine, they're like, why the heck am I going to go bankrupt and lose my house and, you know, my kids can't go to college and whatever. On the other end, when you've lost somebody to coronavirus, you're like, why isn't the whole country shutting down for the next 2 years? So where's the happy medium? But now the courts are getting involved. For the Wisconsin Supreme Court to override the governor saying, you can't do this, now we have to start rethinking, what are we going to do when we do have a deadly virus? So, you know, I bring up Ebola because I think a lot of us could digest Ebola better. Ebola scares the hell out of us because we saw what happened in Contagion and Outbreak and things like that. And we saw how, all right, a virus that could be easily spread can just kill a lot of people with no rhyme or reason. And you know, when you saw movies like that, it scared you. With coronavirus, you had some people scared, you had some people not. And when their fear of the economy or their livelihood took over, it didn't really allow a lot of room for there to be this belief and this onboardness when it comes to locking down, you know, the whole country or locking down or closing up your shop. So where do I think this is going to go? I think other Supreme Courts are going to weigh in. Some are going to say it's illegal. Some aren't. And again, we're going to have this slipshod sort of inconsistent attitude towards it. And then I think the Supreme Court's going to come in, and I think the Supreme Court is actually going to say it's legal. You know, a lot of us might not like that, but the Supreme Court's going to say that if there was a public health emergency, it is the government's duty to protect others. But then how do we debate public health emergency? How do we, I mean, you know, who decides which is scarier, flu or coronavirus? Who decides which is scarier, Ebola or malaria? And then every single time there's an infectious disease, when there's tons of them, that hit our country, do we have to just lock down the whole world? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I want to hear from you guys. You know, it's going to be up to us to find the happy medium, because this right and left side or this black and white isn't working. You can't have one state say, you know what, it's illegal. You guys can hit the bars. You guys can do whatever. While you have a state next door completely locked down. With infectious disease, it doesn't work. You need everybody on board. Same thing with the hysteria and the hype. You know, I mean, you can't run a business while customers have fear. And customers can't trust, the air they breathe. But you also can't have a republic, can't have a democracy where your constituents fear the government. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As whistleblower Dr. Rick Bright is continuing to testify on Capitol Hill in front of a Democratic-led House panel, President Trump is dismissing the complaints from the government whistleblower regarding the coronavirus.
Me, I watched this guy for a little while this morning. To me, he's nothing more than a really disgruntled, unhappy person. And I'm not just talking about Alex, because Alex said it strongly, but there are a lot of people that do not like the job he did. I don't know him. I never met him. I don't want to meet him. But I watched him, and he looks like an angry, disgruntled employee.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Senator Richard Burr will step aside as the Senate Intelligence Committee chairman while the FBI continues to investigate some stock sales he made before the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Pentagon's released more information on possible close encounters, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Navy releasing more details about some apparent encounters that its jets had with what it calls unidentified aerial phenomena. The release comes after the Pentagon declassified the videos of the three encounters last month. In 2014, a Navy jet reported seeing an unknown aircraft that was the size of a suitcase. It was silver in color. Another encounter also described a very small aircraft. It's led to speculation that they were drones. However, they were unable to determine who was controlling the aircraft, if in fact they were drones.
Netflix is going to release a 4-part documentary series later this month about Jeffrey Epstein. The docu-series is called Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich, and the trailer for it includes shots of Epstein's private Caribbean island. Viewers will be able to stream the special starting May 27th. This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Matthew wants me to talk about stocks and which stocks to invest in based on these treatments. And that's an interesting topic. I have a little money in the stock market. I don't trust the stock market. I just don't. I'm not a big fan of money going up and down. I don't understand the stock market. That's why I'm not a big fan of it, because I just don't get it. I don't get it. You will hear that, let's say, Gilead is making headway with remdesivir, the remdesivir medication, you know, for coronavirus. And then the stocks don't seem to move. And you would think the stocks would go up until you find out that the stocks went up days ago because people who knew about it already bought. And then you're thinking, okay, well, wait a second, all right? Airline stocks are going down because you can't travel internationally, but people are starting to travel locally. So airline stocks you think would go up, and no, no, they're not. Yet, I saw some hotel stocks go up. And so I have a little bit. We're talking a little. I am not a risk taker. Okay, so for me, having 25 to 50 shares of something is a lot. I just remember that my parents, you know, we kind of grew up poor. And when we had a couple good years, they decided to invest in the stock market. And then we had, what was it, Black Monday in the 80s? And they basically lost everything. And so I'm not a gambler. You know, my father gambled. You know, I just don't. If I have money, I'm going to put it in the bank, you know, or whatever. Yeah, but, or whatever. Or go to Outback Steakhouse with it. I love Outback Steakhouse. I know I heard some of them are closing. We're going to talk about stores that are closing. That's going to stink. So when you look at this, so we talked about yesterday, the reason why Matthew's asking this, so keep the questions coming at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, is we talked about the Operation Warp Speed, where Washington is going to basically manage eight of these companies that are trying to, compete to get that first vaccine out. Whereas, but we're not going to use anything coming out of China, and many of these vaccine companies have headquarters in, shall we say, like England or like Teva in Israel, and you know, things like that. So, you know, from what I understand, these all aren't American companies, but there are companies that if they do get the vaccine, those stocks are going to skyrocket. But the problem is what if they don't? What if they don't make it? The stock's going to drop. And so, you know, what I've noticed just by looking at the stock market is like telemedicine, like Teladoc stock jumped. Teladoc stock was at about $60 a share last year. I remember when I started working for them, about $60 a share. Now, today they're at like $183. So certain telemedicine companies would do well. But I would be very, very careful of a lot of the hospitals. I'd be very careful about investing in a lot of the, and again, I'm not an economics person, okay? This isn't an economics show. We talk about the economy a lot, but I'm hearing that there's a lot of layoffs. I'm hearing that a lot of medical centers and medical establishments got hit really, really bad during the coronavirus epidemic because you didn't have people come in for elective surgeries. So people weren't getting their gallbladder taken out or their hysterectomy. I need a hysterectomy. And I'm not doing it now or anytime soon because, you know, of lockdowns. And then once the lockdown gets relaxed, I have to work. This is not the time for me to have surgery and recuperate. It would have been great if I could have had the surgery before the lockdown, but many places weren't doing it. So if I could have gotten an elective hysterectomy, then there goes that revenue for that hospital or medical center. I mean, you know, you would think, okay, well, doctors are making a killing. Hospitals are making a killing. They're not. A lot of people don't have insurance, or their insurance still has high deductible, or they're still waiting on coronavirus payments that the government promised. So from what I'm hearing, a lot of hospitals and medical centers, they're having layoffs and cutbacks. The restaurant industry, you would think, okay, well, the restaurants would be good because they did a lot of takeout. They couldn't. Restaurants could not fill what they were able to fill with people coming into the restaurant. We talked about this. I mean, when you go with a family of four, you know, or when you go out with friends and you get a bunch of couples together, you're going to drink. You're going to order appetizers. Right? You're going to maybe be able to get that suggestive cell going, yeah, you know, I think we will have dessert. That sounds good. Remember how some restaurants, I don't really go out as much anymore, but remember some restaurants would roll out the dessert cart? That was brilliant. I don't really see a lot of that happening anymore, but you would go to a restaurant and you were thinking no dessert. All right, let's get the check. And before you even had a chance to do that, the waiter would roll out the desserts. So you got to see all the different desserts, and you're like, okay, I want that. That doesn't happen now with curbside pickup. Same thing with retail. A lot of retails could do curbside pickup. Well, where's the suggestive selling? Where's the gotcha? Now, for a lot of us, we've noticed we spent less. I actually lost weight with coronavirus because we're not eating out, because we're not suggestive selling, because now we're getting the side of hash browns. You know, if we do pickup, we just pick up the sandwich or whatever we want. So it's, I don't know what to say with the industries. You know, I looked at 3M, Merck, Novartis, Teva, and maybe they will boom if they get the vaccine. But you have to be very, very careful because as the news breaks where, okay, this company's working on this, this company is working on this, well, the secret's out. And when the secret's out, I don't really see the stock market jump. You guys probably know more. And teach me, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Why is it that if I get news, right, out of Great Britain, right, in the middle of the night, because it's daytime over there, and I think, good, I'm going to put some money into the stock market before it opens, right, at 6:30 a.m. Pacific time, and nothing happens with the stock. Well, my guess is because it's already inflated. It's already been bought. I don't know. But I would talk to a financial planner. I would look at, as the stock market has dropped, I think it will go back up. I don't know how long, if it's going to take years or not. But, I mean, for what, 3 days in a row, the stock market's taken a hit. I think we're down, I don't know where we are right now. But, I can't tell you which company's going to make it. You know, with like hydroxychloroquine. I think hydroxychloroquine is Gilead Pharmaceuticals with Plaquenil. We just had a study yesterday saying that the hydroxychloroquine does work with azithromycin and zinc. Zinc has always been brought up as an adjunct, you know, to fighting colds and fighting viruses. Yet Gilead Pharmaceuticals have lost money or their stocks dropped. I don't understand why. You would think with that great news, it would go up. So my guess is the stock market is basically run by people who really, really know the ins and outs. And you can't use media all the time as your indicators. And that's just, to me, a common sense view of it. I wish I could tell you guys, invest in this, invest in this. Then let's look at telemedicine. Teladoc stock went up. Where are we now? Teladoc stock is about 183. It hit about 200 last week. That's fantastic. So should Teladoc be a company you continue to invest in? Maybe. It's like one of the number one, it's one of the largest Teladoc or telemedicine firms. America Well is also huge. MD Live is huge. I don't know if they're publicly traded. But on the flip side, now everybody kind of got the memo, and a lot of doctors' offices are like, you know what, we'll do telemedicine too. I've been telling doctors for years they need to do telemedicine. So then if that's the case, are you going to have a lot of people then going to their, you know, Teladoc or America Well? Are they just going to go back to their doctor and use their online, you know, platform? 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's going to be a lot of finger pointing. And here we have Health and Human Services whistleblower Dr. Rick Bright testifying before the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee today. And he described the moment that he knew the government's response to the coronavirus pandemic was doomed. He recalled having a conversation with Texas-based mask maker Mike Bowen, who said we were in deep poo-poo. Can't say the word. The world is, and we need to act. Bright said he brought a brewing mask shortage to the attention of top HHS officials only to be ignored. He is testifying after he was removed from his position leading the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority. He said his demotion was thanks to him refusing to broadly green light use of the drugs hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine. All right. So he said, Congressman, I'll never forget the emails I received from Mike Bowen indicating that our mask supplier, the N95 respirator supplier, was completely decimated. And he said, we're in deep poop. The world is, and we need to act. He said, and I pushed that forward to the highest levels I could in HHS and got no response. He said, from that moment, I knew that we were going to have a crisis for our healthcare workers because we were not taking action. We were already behind the ball. That was our last opportunity to turn on what production to save the lives of our healthcare workers, and we didn't act. So people are going back and forth on what Donald Trump and Washington should have done or could have done. Now, I always, you know, joke about how we really need, you know, medical people, right, in the White House. You know, we can't really have non-doctors, you know, run things when it comes to a medical crisis. But in Trump's defense, we were kind of dealing with half of a story. We were given a bunch of bull crap out of China. This was from somebody who ate a bat, and then it spread respiratory-wise and affected all these people within a week. And yeah, and they were like, what are you guys talking about? And, you know, if we kind of knew that this was kind of around since the flu was around, since, let's say, October, November, all right, maybe our approach would have been a little different. The other thing, too, is Washington couldn't control the media. There was huge panic that was spread, and people started buying up masks. I knew this. Because before the pandemic, you know, got crazy, I was able to purchase, you know, masks or stuff from the medical office. We still see, you know, do disability exams, et cetera. And so, you know, we don't need as many masks as we used to when I would have a full family medicine practice. But still, my husband's a chiropractor, so we were buying some masks. All of a sudden, you couldn't buy any. The second the media came out saying this is deadly, this is respiratory, this is respiratory transmitted, The hysteria locked up all the masks. Now, I believe we could have had enough masks. I believe that our healthcare workers could have been fine as they have prepared to have thousands every flu season. The thing is they might not wear they might not wear all the masks and all the gear and all that during flu season like I think they should. I would always wear a mask because I didn't want to then transmit flu to somebody else. So I wore a mask, but I think a lot of medical offices would have, you know, stocked up just like they normally do for flu. The problem is there was panic. And then the panic spread where people weren't coming to work. Manufacturers didn't have all hands on deck. And so I don't know how much blame really goes to the White House. And I'm not saying this to defend Donald Trump. You know, whether you're right or left, we need to really be objective about what the heck happened here. The reason why we have a shortage is because of the hype. Then they were talking about, well, everybody's going to need to wear a mask. And if you notice, the CDC backpedaled on that one. They backtracked and said, no, don't start wearing masks. And people were scratching their head going, but wait a second, if this is a deadly virus, why not? Well, because they saw that the hype took all the masks. So once they felt like, okay, you know what, we could tell people to do other sort of face coverings, we do that. Like my suppliers for masks, I have not been able to buy a mask in over 2 months. Because my guess is they're making them for the hospital, which is totally fine. Or they're supplying them for the hospitals. That's fine. That's okay. I'll be fine. Give it to the hospital workers. But we panicked the world. People bought what they could. I mean, I see a lot of lay people with surgical masks. whether they're any better than a scarf or another sort of, you know, cloth mask, I don't know, because they're not N95 respirators. But we are seeing people with some pretty sophisticated masks. How did they get them? So my guess is they were able to get them, or you had bootleg or black market or whatever. I can't tell you how many times I am reached out by people going, I got masks. And I'm like, oh, great, you know, give me the website. And it's like, no, you come to my office. And I'm like, wait a second, what's going on? So my guess is people bought stuff up, and then they are, you know, trying to sell them for a profit. So what was Washington supposed to technically do? Now, Bright said he feared that the mix of influenza cases and COVID-19 cases had the potential to overwhelm the American healthcare system come fall. Well, yeah, I think, you know, if we do have coronavirus separate from flu, again, it'd be nice to have the numbers, but if we are really having 80,000 deaths, where are we right now? Our numbers, in terms of coronavirus, our numbers are 85,000 deaths. Okay, yeah. So if these 85,000 deaths are on top of the 60,000 average flu deaths, then we had 145,000 people die so far. I don't think that's the case. I think a lot of those 85,000 include flu. Again, nobody's giving us the numbers. I could be wrong. Just give us the numbers. But I think the whole response, it wasn't just Washington going, okay, you know what? Let's, wait on getting masks. I don't know if they did that. And you're going to probably hear a lot of back and forth. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody wasn't listened to. I can't tell you how many times I've worked in places going, guys, we need to fix this, and nobody listens. So I believe him if he said something and people didn't seem to listen. I mean, we've all been there where nobody listens in big companies and the government. That we could believe. But then what was the government supposed to do when there was all this, you know, hype? Once the hype spread, people started to not go to restaurants. People started to not go to salons. People started to not go to retail. Then business owners are like, well, wait a second here. Business is slowing down. Then employees are like, well, if there really is, you know, this virus, I don't want to get it. You know, can I stay home? You know, and then businesses are like, well, we might as well close until somebody figures out what the heck this is. And then you have these shutdowns. Then you have the government shutdowns. And now it's like, well, you know, why did the government give everybody masks? Nobody had time to make all those masks. And remember, a lot of these surgical masks are worthless. The N95 respirators, which, by the way, have to be fitted properly and then changed out every 8 hours, those are the ones that offer ideal protection, and still not 100%, especially now that we know that the virus comes through the eyes. So are we also going to blame the government for the 60,000 a year flu deaths? I mean, we could. We're blaming government for stuff. I mean, we could. But, at what point do we, at what point is blame moot? 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.